Admiral Kimmel and General Short. I've been here trying to save the world for democracy, and I look for my main man, Goldberg, and they say he's off lapping up the sun. I said, well, why isn't he down here at the Arthur Goldberg Lake?
I'm about 2.5 hours from you anytime you want me.
Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe 2.5 hours get here. But anyway, I'll tell you what I got in mind. I want this to be as quiet, to come as quietly as you can, as quickly as you can. I rather think that we ought to take advantage of the next few days. The Viet Cong say now that they're willing to not do any bombing during the Tet period. That's 4 days up January, and their New Year. So I'm going to try to keep our boys from bombing North Vietnam during our New Year period. We told the Hungarians Thursday, the day before Christmas Eve, that we weren't going to drop any bombs on North Vietnam for a while, and for them to go and listen and see what they could hear and do anything they could do. Tell them a do not move us, Jake. We're telling the hold up, because I'm pretty well tall. We're telling the hold up until I get through, and don't even know about it. I tell Clemens not to do that, or I didn't authorize that tall. So what I thought we would do is we tell the Russians, I don't want any human to know this but you. I don't want to get this in the paper, anybody's column, because it's going to ruin me. All right, now here's what I thought you ought to do is get back and tell Uton. Yeah. Tell him if he's got any lightning rods, if he can do any listening, if he can do any talking, that you can be pretty sure that there's not anything going to happen for the next week until after New Year's. Uh-huh. That you think that he ought to feel every place he can. Then if you need to, if you could quietly take a little trip, that was some cover, and you're imaginative and ingenious. You know how to lie, too. Yeah. I think you ought to go see the Pope. Yeah. And you ought to tell him that we appreciate what he's tried to do, that we want him to use every channel he's got, if he's got one into Hanoi.
Yeah. That must have been Vanfani's channel, too, you know.
Yeah, let him know that, let the Pope know that we welcome anything he can do, and I would like for you to tell him that we're grateful for what he has done, but we need a fait accompli, and we need to get him at a conference table, and if he can let his people know that we're willing to do all these 14 things, let them settle their own future, and we're willing to give them economic aid, and we're willing to do everything in the world, but see if he can't get somebody in there, then I think after you've talked to Uton and you've talked to the Pope, that you might stop by and see de Gaulle and congratulate him and visit some labor group or some cover somewhere or other. And I'll have Bob McNamara get you a 707 or some kind of transportation quick as you can, one of his... I guess you'll have to put one of the kits in like he travels, but where you can take your wife and whoever you need to go with you. And I've talked to Dean Rusk and told him I wanted to do this. I want George Ball to be talking to Wilson. And I want Rusk to be talking to Pearson and Seaborn, the ICC. And I want Harriman to talk to maybe some of the Hungarians and so forth, but your main mission in the next 24 hours is to get going on the Pope and on Uton first. Now, they just brought me a message here and says, since Goldberg's away, Yost making the point to Uton to lunch today, we consider having the ICRC in Geneva use the occasion to appeal for prisoner exchange. We will report the results of all these probes. Yeah, just call them up and tell them I want, just tell them I want to see you, and don't, Bob McNamara says, all right, with the Navy, get you some transportation there and get on in there right away.
New York tonight. I'll see the Secretary General and I'll take off for Rome tomorrow.
Yeah, do that now, and then you better see that they get in request to for your appointment.
I'll call the Apostolic Delegate right now. An old friend in Colorado. You know, I want to tell you that I think this is the right move, but I never had any doubt you would make the right move.
Now, I'm not going to have Yost talk to you, Taunt. You get on up there and see him yourself.
I will see him myself.
Be a hell of a note, though, if I let this leak out that just when peace is around the corner, I start calling for Goldberg, and he's out on a damn golf course with a millionaire. You Rockefeller down there with you?
You know where I am? Dorothy's with me. You know where I am?
Is Rockefeller down there with you?
No, he's...
What about Henry Ford and that Italian wife?
You know who's down here? He's searching me out, but he can't find me.
Who?
Your old friend Juan Tripp. They own half of this
area. Oh, Juan Tripp. That's who you're with. Well, I'll be damned and just think about the peddler's son down there with Juan Tripp when I'm settling.
You know where I am? I'm in a little place owned by a retired Pan-American fellow, Frank Ledhill.
Well, if you'd gone ahead and coughed up the damn cash and bought this Arthur Goldberg lot on Linda Johnson Lake, you'd been here where the action is.
Didn't you see that I confirmed the story that you leaked out of Austin?
I didn't leak it. Well, you get on back home and get peace, and then we'll all shoot firecrackers instead of live bombs.
That's what we need, bro.
All right.
All right, I'll call and I'll get going to Rome tomorrow.
All right, okay.
All right.
You get in touch with Rusk now when you get back on the ground.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call you.
And get his instructions, and so we coordinate there.
I'll talk to Rusk. Okay, Mr. President, say hello for me. Congratulations on Lucy. We think she's a wonderful girl, and she'll handle herself.